Hi, I'm Sia Temba-Ben. Welcome to the NEA Conversations podcast. I created this platform as a way of reaching out to other people who've experienced pain just like me. A few years ago, I went through something that changed my entire life. It forced me to grow in ways I never thought were possible. It forced me to go deeper within myself to find the answers I so desperately needed. And most importantly, it introduced me to parts of myself I didn't even know existed. Through this podcast, I want to share my journey of hope, healing, and just about everything I've learned along the way. I want to take as many people with me on this journey by having the meaningful conversations I've always longed for. Here's to learning, healing, and growing together. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the NEA Conversations podcast with me, Sia Ben. Thank you so much for joining me once again. I really do appreciate it. I hope you're well and that you are taking good care of yourself. Wherever you are, just remember that life always has a way of working itself out. So no matter what's happening in your life, whether things are working out according to your plan, know that life always works itself out. Things always fall into place and things just always happen the way that they're supposed to happen. And in case you're wondering how I'm doing, I'd say I'm good. I'm okay. I'm relaxed. And I know that we're nearing the end of the year. Can you believe it? Where did all the time go? My goodness, it's been such a year, I won't lie. And now that we're here, you know, I know that a lot has happened, whether good or bad, throughout 2020, throughout 2021. And usually around this time of the year, I have these conversations with myself, you know, where I just sit down and I look back at the things that I thought I wanted, the things that I wanted to get done, and just to see how far I am and what still needs to be done and what I can still do, you know, in the last few weeks of the year. And this conversation sometimes happens, you know, this conversation where I reflect, where I look back at the year, it tends to happen during my therapy sessions. And I won't lie, for the past 2 years, that time of reflection on that couch in therapy hasn't been the most comfortable time, because I would realize that, you know, I'm not where I thought I would be. And, you know, we always have, or we tend to have, this picture in our minds of, you know, this is what I need to have achieved by this time. And you sit down and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I haven't done half the things I thought I would do, or I'm not where I thought I would be. And I think, you know, right now, I think I'm over that whole thing of, this is how it's supposed to be, this is what I should do, this, I'm over that thing of, like, wanting to have a picture of what things should be like. Or let me just say, I'm still working on it. You know, I'm working on fully surrendering and just allowing God, you know, to be in control fully, and just allowing my life to be what God wants it to be. It is a work in progress. Anyway, I like sharing some of my moments in therapy on this podcast. You know, this is really because therapy has helped me a great deal in the last couple of years. Like, I went in for one thing and now it's just become a big part of my life. It's something that I do consistently because I really want to become the best version of myself. And it takes a lot of work to get to that place. And I don't think you ever get to a place where you're like, yes, this is it. But it's a constant work. It's a constant work in progress, you know. And for me, you know, to get to that place, I have to put in the work, and I need to be intentional about getting my emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental health to a good place. With all of that said, I feel like I said a lot, I really just want to chat about finding a therapist, and also just a little bit on the cost of therapy in South Africa. Now, I'd like to say that what I'm talking about, or what I'll be talking about today, is really based on my personal experience and a little bit of research that I did. I'm not an expert in the field. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist. I'm not trained at all. And I'm in no way claiming to be an expert in this area. So just feel free to, do your own research when it comes to this topic so that you can make the right decision for yourself. So moving right along. So I have been in therapy consistently for the past 3 years. At first, it used to be weekly sessions because I needed those weekly sessions. I needed to see my therapist as much as I could at the time. But now, I think in the last year, I think since the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken, or I don't know actually when I started going once a month. And I found that my therapist has just been a very important part of my life in the last 3 years. And, I connected with her when I went into a psychiatric hospital for 2 weeks. We'd have regular sessions in that hospital, and I felt like she got me, because she got me to uncover things that I didn't even know were a problem, or things that I didn't know that I still needed to deal with. She got me to that place of realizing that there was so much to unpack, and I think that's how I really connected with her, during those sessions in that hospital. And then after like the 2 weeks, because it was a 2 week program, I checked out of the hospital and I moved on with my life. And this happened in 2017. And a year later, things just fell apart. And I realized that there was still a lot that I had to deal with, things that I hadn't even touched, things that I wasn't even aware of, And I reached out to her once again. And it's been 3 years of uncomfortable but also beautiful conversations. So, how do you find a therapist? There are so many psychologists online. I think Google is the best way to start if you're not exposed to counselors or therapists, in your circle. I think you should just go on Google and you'll go through a lot of names, obviously, until you find the one that you think would work for you. And then obviously you make an appointment. Sometimes, these therapists are usually booked like maybe 2 weeks ahead, or a month even, depending on how busy they are. So you need to be patient, book your appointment and then wait for the day to come. Meeting or seeing a therapist for the first time tends to be very awkward. I mean, think about it. It's awkward because you don't really know this person, and you're expected to share, I mean, to share personal details with them. It is uncomfortable, trust me. Don't give up on the therapist just after one session. Try at least three sessions to see if you like them or not. I look at therapy and the whole conversation around therapy as like the same way that I would look at a relationship or a friendship even. You can go on one date and decide that you don't want to continue seeing this person for whatever reason, but sometimes it will take more than one date to come to that realization. You give them a chance, you try to build some kind of relationship with them, and as time goes by, you get to a place where you have some sort of rhythm with this person, and it's like, okay, we're vibing. I like this. I like where this is going. So I think I want to continue with them. So I think, the first few sessions are usually uncomfortable. That was the experience for me at least, because, sometimes we say we have friends and we have like people who support us, But how much do you really share with those people in your circle? Like, how much do you really, really expose yourself? Like, how open are you? Yes, you might share a few details of some things and some experiences, but we tend to hold back, you know, we tend to hold back because maybe it's like, I don't want to overshare. I don't want to expose myself too much. But then when it comes to therapy, I have seen in my experience, I have been open. Like, I've been so open. It's been so uncomfortable because it's like, what the hell? Why am I so open with this person? It's so uncomfortable. And I think in the first few sessions, and maybe sessions after that, it's a lot of talking, but also a lot of crying. You know, you'll cry a lot because there are things that will come up and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this was a problem, or I didn't know that this affected me as much as it actually did. You know, it hurt and I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't even realize that there was something like this in my life. So there will be a lot of talking, there'll be a lot of crying, there'll be a lot of listening from the therapist, but don't let that scare you. I think, you know, these uncomfortable conversations sometimes tend to scare us and we like, this is not for me. And then you decide, I'm not doing this anymore because it's too much. It's too uncomfortable, it's too vulnerable, too emotional. I don't like where this is going. And you're like, nah, this is not for me. Therapy is not for me. But please don't let that scare you. It happens, you know? And you might feel like you're naked in front of a stranger. And I can imagine why that would make anyone want to quit just after like a few sessions. But remember, there are so many layers that you need to go through, you know, layers that you need to get through, layers that need to be unpeeled, layers that need to be dealt with. And going through those layers will be uncomfortable. It will be painful, but do not let it scare you. It is a part of the process. So there is a website that's called therapistdirectory.co.za. It has a list of, you know, different kinds of psychologists and psychiatrists in South Africa. You obviously want to find someone who's trained, someone who has experience in the area, you know, someone who knows what they're talking about. You can't just talk to just anyone and think that's your therapy. You need to find someone who's trained. And like I mentioned earlier, this is like building a relationship with someone. So if you see that you don't really click with the person that you've chosen, or it's like something is a bit off, you know, with that person, or you're not getting what you want to get in that session, you are allowed to see like other people and, you know, try it out and see who really gets you and who clicks, you know, who you click with rather. And, you know, who's the person that you think will get you to a place where you are comfortable enough to share whatever it is that you want to share, you know. So it is a process. You find this one and you're like, I don't think this works for me. Then you find another person. And so you find the person, you know, who works for you. And I know that, you know, there are many people who don't consider therapy as an option because let's face it, therapy is expensive. You know, a 45-minute session costs me around, it's actually 1,030 rands. That is a lot of money. It's quite pricey. I know. Fortunately for me, my medical aid covers this on a monthly basis. So it's one less thing to worry about. And I'm so happy about that because it is a lot of money. And I'm not sure if I'd be able to do it as consistently as I do it if I had to pay for myself. And you know, when I did my search on the internet, I saw that there are, you know, other options, you know. And also, let me just say, you should expect to pay around 900 or just over 1,000 rands per session. It all depends on the therapist. It depends on obviously their pricing. So you just need to find something that works for you financially, something that makes sense for your pocket. I know that there are millions of South Africans who can't afford, you know, this, who can't afford therapy, who can't afford To be paying so much money just to see someone every month or every week. And that is completely understandable because we do live in a country where the unemployment rate is at an all-time high. A lot of people are unemployed and people need to put food on the table. And when you look at therapy and you look at buying food or surviving, obviously the therapy option will fall away. Because paying that much money for a psychologist, you know, and to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist is just not an option for a lot of South Africans. And that's the reality. But fortunately, there are, you know, free options. And let me tell you, before I found my therapist, I would call the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, once in a while. I'd call them in the morning, and sometimes I'd even reach out to them in the evenings. And they would listen to me. You know, sometimes I'd be crying and panicking because I'm feeling a certain way, or I'm triggered by something, or I just need someone outside of my family or my friends, you know, to listen to me. And I'd just pick up the phone and I'd call, and the other person would listen to me. Like they would listen and they would give advice if they wanted to give advice. And sometimes they would just listen to me and I'd cry. And, you know, they do have a counseling line, you know, which is dedicated to helping people with mental health struggles. You know, they've always been helpful to me and I highly, highly, highly recommend their services. And the nice thing is that they stay on the phone with you until you feel better. This is a free service, as I mentioned. Another free option is Lifeline. Now, they have a branch in Johannesburg and in Cape Town. I'm not sure if they have other branches in like other parts of the country. They describe themselves as a friend who's available to listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. And that means you always have someone to talk to, someone to listen to, no matter what time of the day it is, no matter what day of the week it is. You know, you always have that friend on the other side who's just there to listen to you, who's there to talk to you. You know, if you want someone to talk to, who's there to listen, if you would just want a shoulder to cry, I mean, a shoulder to cry on, yes, a shoulder to lean on. There is that option with Lifeline. And they deal with like a variety of issues, including rape, suicide, HIV and AIDS, relationship issues, and just about anything else that you want to talk about. And if you do not have money to spend on therapy, you can always just give them a call and they will gladly assist you. I think counseling, you know, as a journey is about finding what works for you. There are so many options out there, but it's just about what is it that I need to get out of this experience? What is it that I'm looking for in a therapist? You know, what is it that I'm looking for financially? What can I afford? Do I just want to stick with the free option? And maybe at a later stage, I'll revisit, you know, the option of paying for sessions if I do get to a place where I can afford to do that. And remember, you don't need to wait for your life to fall apart before seeing a therapist. You don't need to do that. You know, it doesn't have to get to that place. You know, the same way you pay, or the same way rather, you pray, this is spiritual health. And the same way that you exercise, this is your physical health, is the same way that you need to treat your mental health and your emotional health. You need to invest in therapy. You know, look at it as investing in this as just taking care of yourself. You're taking care of yourself. So the same way you pray, the same way you exercise, the same way that you eat healthy, or you try to eat healthy, we don't always get it right. The same way that you have friends, the same way, it's like just finding that balance in your life, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, you know. So I think I really do believe in investing in therapy, whether it's free options or whether it's options where you need to pay. But I do think it is important and part of the journey, especially if you are in a path of healing, a path of wanting to make your life better, wanting to become a better version of yourself, wanting to be a better friend, a better lover, a better sister, sibling, a better husband, a better wife, a better partner. It's just about investing in yourself. And I think therapy is something that you should think about. You don't need to be stressed. You don't need to be like, you don't need to go, in order for you to reach out to someone. Your life doesn't need to like get to a place where it's falling apart for you to finally decide that, you know what, this is it. It's just about investing in your mental health, investing in your emotional health, and just getting yourself to a place where you are better and better, and just unpeeling all those layers and getting to a place where you have peace, where you're happy, where you're truly, truly happy. I hope that really helped you. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Nia Conversations podcast. If you enjoyed today's conversation, make sure to share it with your friends and your loved ones. Remember to be kind, and until next time, bye, friends!